that this jacket would not be long for this world. So if you will pardon me as I... And I also came doubly prepared, as did some of the rest of you. So I want to remind us that children of all ages are welcome to remain with us throughout our entire worship service, but if your children or family need or desire a separate space and time, please follow the procession to the family room, and they will return to commune with us a little bit later in our worship together. Ta-da-ta-da! There they go. I think that may be the difference between older and younger people. They run in the heat, whereas some of us just kind of have to shuffle along. There you go. I'd invite you to pray with me, please. God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be a delight in your sight, God, you who are our rock, our strength, and our redeemer. Amen. In modern Jewish tradition, today is actually named Yom Yerushalayim, which is Jerusalem Day. It's a day, and it falls exactly on today, it's a day that commemorates the reunification of the city of Jerusalem after the first day of the Six-Day War in 1967. It's a public holiday in Israel, and it's celebrated with many events throughout Israel, and due to the significance of the city of Jerusalem to Jews around the world, there are other communities that observe Jerusalem Day. And it is that combination of both civil celebration. There's a reception, a public reception by the mayor of Jerusalem, and there are street parades like we have here for our Memorial Day and 4th of July. And there are also religious celebrations in synagogues. And some people mark the occasion of Jerusalem Day by making a pilgrimage to Jerusalem, traveling or even walking. Now, the significance of the city of Jerusalem cannot be underestimated. It is considered sacred, as we well know, sacred, particularly that area which is the Temple Mount, the Mountain of Zion, a sacred place for all of the Abrahamic religions, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. But neither can its complicated, contested, and conflicted past and present be underestimated. As some of you know, one of my minor obsessions is the TV show Big Bang Theory. Yes. Now, those of you who are very familiar with it, as I dare say I have become a minor obsession, there is an episode in one of the early seasons of Big Bang Theory where a teenage genius in physics is being courted by the university at which Sheldon Cooper, who is the resident genius of the group, a teenage physics genius is being courted, and Sheldon, in his jealousy and resignation to the fact that this 15-year-old may in fact be smarter than him, something he has never encountered in his life apparently, he decides to abandon his hope and his goal to get a Nobel Prize in physics. And he then sets his sights on getting the Nobel Peace Prize. And he aims to resolve the conflicts in the Middle East. Does anyone remember this episode at all? Okay, a few of you, you know exactly on time. Now, Sheldon's solution to the problem of conflict in the Middle East is this. Build a recreation of the Holy Land in the Sonoran Desert of Mexico. Similar climate, similar topography, about the same, you know, place if you look on the planet. And as you can well imagine, that idea does not fly with anyone to whom he suggests it, particularly one of his Jewish colleagues at the university. This notion of recreating the Holy Land of Israel in the Sonoran Desert of Mexico. We all have, or we all know of places which we or others consider sacred. places that are treasured by even shared or by personal history. They bear witness in some way to special or extraordinary spiritual happenings. I want you to think for a moment about a place of spiritual significance that you have been, or a place that you feel your spirit wants to go. Somewhere you have been or somewhere you would want to go. Spiritual significance, personally or to your family or to your people or your tradition. And once you have recalled or thought of that, I want you to take just a moment and turn to someone next to you and tell them what that place is and why it's important to you. Just turn to someone next to you and have a very brief conversation. What is that place and why is it sacred or important?